What's happening on the campaign trail?
Following the trail.
My campaign.
The president.
Every step.
We have to get out to vote.
Let's do the work.
All the way.
Running as fast as they can.
To Election Day.
We got
to
get out and vote.
It's going to be a tight race until the very end.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome, my friends, as we continue to make Mondays awesome. It is 8:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right, we've got a lot to talk about. Not good in the NFL for Florida teams. Bucks, Dolphins, Jags all lost. But we do have Game 3 of the World Series. Dodgers are up 2-0, and that takes place tonight, 8 o'clock. Well, we've got a very special guest in the studio, Jeff Fissel of the World Equestrian Center. And Jeff, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Welcome. Glad to be back.
Hey, it's good to have you back. And the World Equestrian Center, I got to tell you, first off, this is a facility that I can't think of a bigger single facility that has had a greater impact on the overall community. And you guys win awards for it.
I think it's a pretty cool place to be a part of, and a really great thing to have in all of our backyards, even if you're not a horse person. And that's the kind of fun part about being there, is there's so many different things going on. Or if you just want to come explore the horse world for a minute, there's so many things to come see and do. And even if you don't know the first thing about equestrian sport, it's still a great time to come watch and experience.
Well, it's a great opportunity, too, for people listening, and they know somebody maybe in their life, a relative, a niece or nephew or something, that you know they're into horses and they don't live in the area. And when they do come to visit, now you got a place to take them where they're going to be absolutely blown away and you'll be their hero. So you've got that. And also, for this facility was built with the understanding that it was really going to be shared with the community. And they've really followed through with that, haven't they?
I think so. I think there's a real commitment and vision for things that go beyond just the equestrian sport, and utilizing that amazing venue for things that appeal to people of all different interest groups and all different ages. And we get to have fun figuring out what those things are and continue to put those events on and welcome the community into an amazing venue at the World Equestrian Center.
And you've got another amazing event coming up this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Ocala Food and Wine Festival presented by Lugano Diamonds. And it is back, and it is this weekend. I'm sure you're excited and been a major part of putting this together, right?
Yes, it's coming fast and really looking forward to getting to see this event. You know, all the work come together and put on just this amazing food and wine festival.
The World Equestrian Center's approach to everything, if you're really geeky about food, and I mean that with a compliment, if you're geeked out about this is your thing about food, there's going to be celebrity chefs there. They're going to be competing. So, I mean, it doesn't get really any better than that for people who are really into cooking and all of that. But then just for the casual person, everybody likes to taste food, so you can't beat that. I like how they put it all together, and you want to dig deeper. Aren't they actually doing some seminars?
Yeah, there's so much going on, and you're exactly right. If you are just an absolute foodie, a food geek, or a wine geek for that matter, you know, you can find that stuff that's going to help bring you to the next level, ask those questions, get in really in-depth stuff. Or you're like, hey, I like things that taste good. That works too, because mm-hmm. there's a lot of good things to go around and taste. But stuff that's prepared by celebrity chefs, stuff that's prepared by local restaurants and local chefs, just a good mix of dishes, flavors, experiences, and education all in one place over 3 days. It's something really not to miss, because there's just nothing else like this in the area.
Now, you even have a cook-off for what they call Mystery Basket Junior Chef Cook-Off. Can you tell me a little about that, even though it's a mystery?
So that's kind of one of the really fun parts of this event, is that we get to work with a lot of our local students and in these local culinary programs. A lot of kids that are looking for or just experiment to see, like, is culinary a career path for me? And it's a great partnership between our local school systems, where we're able to send our celebrity chefs out to those schools to do, you know, some seminars, some talks, and they get in and the students get a chance to interact with these folks that have made this amazing career for themselves in the food industry, and a lot of them on television. And then at the Junior Chef Mystery Competition on stage, you get to watch it. We bring some of those chefs on stage. They get paired with one of the celebrities.
Oh.
And then they get to compete against each other, kind of like you would see it, like a Master Chef or an Iron Chef, that kind of thing.
Or a Pro-Am. if you relate it to like
exactly
a golf. Yeah,
yeah, like a pro-am.
Yeah.
You get a chance to kind of work alongside these super talented, famous chefs and then get judged and see who wins. And I mean, everybody wins, but it's a lot of fun to get that experience, to get that opportunity. And we are really excited that we are able to work with so many kids in our area and give them this amazing experience. And hopefully, you know, they get a pretty cool thing to take away from it all.
You've laid it all out, too. There is a schedule, clearly, for all of these things and all these events that are going on. And you have a great website, worldequestriancenter.com. And that way you'll have the schedule and all that. And like I said, this thing starts on Friday. What's the expectation for what is happening on Friday?
So Friday night, you've got Flavors of the Fire. So, you know, when you get done work on Friday, if you want to come down, there's individual tickets available online for that event, or you can come and get them when, you know, walk right up, bring your credit card, bring cash, whatever you want. So this one's all outside in the Grand Plaza, like around the big stadium. So there'll be live music, there'll be food stations, and the theme is kind of Flavors of the Fire. So it's food cooked over open flame from all over the world. So you might get to experience, you know, maybe some Argentinian food and maybe some Asian food and some different and some American food that's all
love
cooked
it.
By that, you know, who doesn't love, you know, food cooked over an open fire.
Right. And then Sunday, the event continues as well. What's going on then?
Yeah, so if you want to make a full weekend out of it, obviously you can be there for Friday night. There's events all day Saturday. And then Sunday, to wrap up, there's a jazz brunch on the Stirrups Terrace. So if you want to come out and, again, experience some amazing food, some great Bloody Marys, and live music on that terrace, that's a great way to kind of wrap the weekend up. Or if that's the only one that piques your interest, come out Sunday morning and enjoy the jazz brunch.
Wow. Well, it's the Ocala Food and Wine Festival, so maybe you want to stay close there and enjoy it all. You've got the beautiful hotel there. I don't know what the booking is like, if you have availabilities, but...
There are still rooms left. And,
really?
And, you know, with two hotels on property now, that makes sure that we have the ability to service as many of the folks that want to stay. If you're looking for something to get away for a weekend, a little staycation, this is a great place to do it. Get a room at the hotel, take in the entire weekend of events, taste all the best wines, and if you're not just a wine drinker, there's going to be beer, there'll be bourbon, there'll be scotch. Macallan is doing a seminar in the classroom on Saturday, so there's plenty of options, even if wine isn't necessarily your thing, or you're just trying to experience and learn something new. So,
or want to be a better host when you do entertain people.
Right.
You learn something from the beverage industry experts and or the cooking seminars and all that, and everybody's talking about it, like, wow, that was the best time ever, you know? So takes it up a notch. I like it. And we appreciate you giving us the tickets to pass along to our listeners so they can enjoy it. We'll be giving those away all week long. And so that what we're giving away is specifically for the Saturday event, but I want to make sure people know it's going on all weekend long at the World Equestrian Center, which is a gem right in our own backyard. We are blessed by that. And we appreciate the fact that you're here, Jeff.
I appreciate you guys having me. Let me come chat about it and inviting folks to come experience another fun event.
You're not the new guy anymore.
I've been
totally
here a few months
in.
Now.
Jeff Fissel of the World Equestrian Center Ocala Food and Wine Festival is this weekend. I will give you that code word that you need and how to text and win coming up in after this break. It is 8:15. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.